With me right now is Darcy Waldegrave, Sports Talk host. Hey, Darcy.
Hello, Heather.
Sir Murray is one of our greatest athletes, right?
Sir Murray, I think, transcends being a great athlete. I think that what we'll always remember Sir Murray Halberg is not only the 5K that he won back in Rome in 1960, was it back in Rome? Won a couple of gold medals in the Commonwealth Games before that as well.
Yeah, it was the six. Yeah, it was 1960.
So he was best known for us as the Halberg Awards. This yearly argument we all have about the greatness or the comparing apples to bits of celery around sport, and it always encourages such great debate and a bit of rage too. But you go back to that, it was back in 1963 that he got the Halberg Foundation going, which is all about looking after the disabled in sport and pushing them forward and helping them out. And that's what the Halberg Awards are all about, first and foremost. And I think of recent times, people have stopped arguing over the relevance of the awards themselves because it's a pointless element. It really is a pointless argument. They're all great sports people. You can't confirm. It's about what that trust does and what the Halberg organisation does. And that's really come into its own of recent times. And I think that's what something that he'd absolutely be, his heart would swell over. That there are people are noticing that and they're looking at, and you look at the way the Paralympics has it advanced over time.
Yeah.
And I think that to me will be his legacy, not just the gold medal he picked up in Rome in 1960. How long ago was that? Wow. It beggars belief, but what a long and outrageous life and an extraordinary legacy he leaves. There's news people out there going, Halberg, I know that name. Not the sports crew, like the serious news guys. Well, you know the Halbergs. Oh, of course, the Halbergs. How can I not know? And that will be it. So, look, rest easy, Sir Murray. What an incredible life and the effect he's had on so many athletes, not just in distance running, but right across the board. In
Is it a surprise that Australia's through to round 16 at the World Cup? Is this further than we expected?
The second time they've done it, yes.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that it's worth maybe discussing New Zealand's. Well, we're going to get into the World Cup next time because every man and his dog's getting invited. Doesn't matter who you are, you're going to be there regardless.
Yeah.
This is the last kind of true one, if you will. Aussie disappeared out of Oceania, which made the route for New Zealand a lot easier, but we still didn't manage to get through because Costa Rica got us at the end. But they go through Asia. And I think the experience that they've had in playing better teams has put them in a better position to actually do well when it comes to the big dance itself.
Yeah, but how far can they really go?
Well, they've got Argentina on Sunday, so tell me.
And is it sudden death?
Yeah, that's their reward. They get into the top 16.
Is it knockout?
Yeah, that's it. So Messi and the entire Argentine, I'd say the whole South American continent, with the exception maybe of Brazil, will be rooting for their Argentine mates. And most people who would like to see maybe a the greatest of recent history, the Messis and the Ronaldos, maybe come together in a final. They'll be looking at that. They don't want these pesky guys who named their team after a word that doesn't exist, the Socceroos. They can't really call themselves the Footballeroos, though. It doesn't have the same ring about it.
All of that sucks. The Socceroos and the Wallaroos.
Tell us what you really think.
What is it? Gillaroos?
Yeah,
that's a shocker, isn't it? Jeez.
Well, I mean, what the best we can do? Where are the Ferns or Blacks or Silver or White? It's all a variation of that. So, I mean, a nickname's a nickname. The men's national football team out of Australia have advanced through to the round of 16, where they'll promptly be put to the sword by Messi and Argentina.
Thank you. Very quickly, the Black Sox are gone.
Yeah, they are. They didn't win last night against Cuba. They're not gone, but they're not going to be in the medal rounds. The best they can do is seventh.
Right.
Seventh worst result at home. Worst result, I think, in the World Cup, full stop, for the Black Sox.
Oh, where do they normally come?
Well, they've won it six or seven times.
Oh, that is disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Very.
Oh, no.
And after three attempts to try and get the World Softball Champs up and running in Auckland because, of course, of that lurgy that went around and wrecked everything for everybody, they finally got
it
here. And they finally, I mean, whoops.
So
really sad for the softball community.
Right.
Big game here in New Zealand.
Thanks,
so I feel
Darcy.
For them. That's okay.
Appreciate it. Darcy's back this evening, 7 o'clock.